Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the GCN Radio Network. Also, I restream the show 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. It's live 3 hours a day, restreamed 21 hours a day until we start back up again. And there's a free podcast at Infowars.com you can sign up for with the click of a mouse, and you can have the entire 3 hours downloaded to your MP3 or iPod device. You can listen when you want, where you want, how you want. I know that a lot of you are aware of that but have not taken advantage of it, or a lot of you have taken advantage of it but not told others about it. We're offering it for free, and it costs us a lot of money bandwidth-wise. And it's money I love to spend because I love getting the information out there in the fight against the New World Order. We are serious in this fight, so please help us in this fight, get the word out and reach more people. Coming up in 30 minutes on this Friday edition, it's a jam-packed broadcast, Connie Fogel, and she's with a political action party up in Canada who is effectively fighting the North American Union and the New World Order. She's the leader of the Canadian Action Party. And so she'll be coming on with us. Then we have Frank Albo joining us a little bit later in the show as well to get into a bunch of different key issues. Then we also, of course, have Steve Shank joining us in the last 30 minutes of the show to talk about preparedness. Right now, I've got some very good news for everybody. Remember the folks up in North Carolina? And remember how they got basically assaulted and arrested for doing nothing more than having an upside-down flag flying outside their house that even had signs on it saying this is a sign of a country in distress, not a sign of disrespect, didn't matter. He came out and arrested them. Well, now the sheriff has done the right thing and dropped that charge. We're going to be giving you a little bit of info on that. I'm also trying to get a hold of the Coots family. They were listeners of the show, and she's already called in a few days ago and given us a report. Well, that was back on Monday, but we're trying to get a hold of her again today. I know her mother's very, very sick with a brain tumor, but to just talk about how they feel now with this being dropped, and are they going to be pursuing it any further? So that's coming up. We'll get into that. Also, yesterday, a huge story on PrisonPlanet.com where a computer expert, one of the top recognized in the field of analyzing video, said conclusively, that the Intel Center had laid down their logo at the same time the Al-Qaeda logo was laid down on the film, on the digital video. And then the Intel Center freaked out, called Wired Magazine, called the computer expert, and the computer expert recanted and said, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. But then when asked again, admitted that earlier he had said that. Of course, the Intel Center is run by former top CIA officials, and it's pretty obvious what they're up to. I mean, if they're not doing this and designing these videos and releasing them, somebody is, and then giving it to them. So we'll get into that first when we get back. A lot of other news as oil goes up to $80 a barrel, as the dollar continues its ongoing nosedive like a shooting star coming into the atmosphere, burning up as the housing prices begin to plunge and the entire economy rocks on its hinges.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Frank Albo, a couple years ago, he's a scholar up in Canada with a major university, that's a professor who doesn't teach, basically, discovered that all the major public buildings are occultic in nature, and mainstream newspapers picked up the news. He's now got a hardcover coffee table-sized book out on it, and you know, he's a secular guy just reporting on how the dimensions of the parliament are 666 and how there's devil heads everywhere. He'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the show. Deborah Kuhn will be joining us coming up in 55 minutes. She and her husband were arrested. Her husband was assaulted. Their door was kicked in, and they were accused of smashing the door themselves, though there were witnesses. By a crazed sheriff's deputy who was even out of his jurisdiction because they were flying a flag upside down. He thought it was disrespectful. He thought he was back in Iraq, where if you look at the troops wrong, you get a stay in Hotel Abu Ghraib. And if you don't think they can't wait to turn America into Abu Ghraib, you got another thing coming. They're setting up FBI Stasi spies everywhere as we speak. And I don't say that for a hyperbole or effect. That is what's happening. I mean, we are on the razor's edge. Even mainstream Democratic websites like Buzzflash, mainline, are saying that, okay, martial law could be coming. Bush could suspend the election. I mean, what we already saw him steal the first election and then steal the second. And I'm not saying those candidates were good either. That's how rigged the New World Order has got the elections, where they've got multi-layers of rigging going. Turns out, of course, Rupert Murdoch almost completely owns John Edwards. Well, John Edwards is a Bilderberg Group boy. And, of course, he owns Hillary, just like he owns the Republicans. I mean, they own all the horses in the race, but I already digress. The good news is they dropped charges against Deborah Kuhn and her husband, and we'll be talking to her. So we've got Connie Fogel of the Canadian Action Party, Fighting North American Union, coming up in about 25 minutes, who is going to be trying to cover, with Jerome Corsi and others, the big North American Union meeting coming up in about 18 days up in Canada that the public's been banned from. And Frank Albo about the occultic architecture. And then we've got, of course, Deborah Kuhn as well. And then we're going to have open phones for the first 30 minutes of the third hour. I will go to calls for that 30 minutes exclusively, and then we're going to have another special guest on that you definitely do not want to miss. I did 2 hours of Talk Sport, the biggest private talk network in the UK, yesterday. I did another interview on top of that, and then Coast to Coast AM, so I'm in a little bit. Then I couldn't go to bed after I got off Coast to Coast AM at 4 in the morning. So I'm a wreck right now, folks, so bear with me today. I only say that not so you feel sorry for me, just so you know sometimes I sound a little dingy here, and it's because of overdriving the engine, being ridden hard, put away wet repeatedly. But and when you work too much, it's like you feel hungover. It's like a work hangover. You, like, feel grungy. You know the feeling I'm talking about? What I need is more coffee. In fact, I slurped down the one cup I had. I've been trying to cut back to one cup, but I'm giving in. Will you guys bring me a cup of coffee in here? Please, a big, hot one. Thank you. A lot of good news here. They've dropped the charges of being with Al-Qaeda for flying an upside-down American flag in North Carolina. Ron Paul leads Republicans in web traffic by a whopping 45% of total web traffic and being in the top three search functions for the last month. Also, the U.S. Senate willing to torpedo the Law of the Sea Treaty. Very good news. Very nice. Pay as you drive in England and the U.S. is a threat to privacy with the tracker chips. They're already putting the systems in the last 5 years, and they're not asking us if we want it and just doing it. Again, government completely out of control. Russian flag on Arctic seabed, no legal claim to U.S. territory. There was a big fight on the House floor. I mean, by fight, yelling, screaming, shoving, fit throwing, and you know what? That's good. Back when this country was a lot freer, people beat each other with canes, assaulted each other. There was actually a division of power. The House was actually running the legislative, and the Senate were basically minions of the state. That's all been reversed now, and the executive is declaring it's God on earth and not even letting now the entire committee. First it was one member, then two members. Now the entire committee wrote a letter yesterday. We did a follow-up story on this at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I haven't told folks to do that yet, but we need to. And now the entire committee says we'd like to see the continuity of government plans, and the executive saying, no, you're not part of the government now. And by the way, the executive then says, we're not part of the government either. We are our own special creature. And I agree with that. They are outside the government. The District of Columbia, chartered in 1913, is a separate corporation. We have their corporate filing papers in Puerto Rico and Guam. By the way, for cops driving around and FBI listening, like Joe Bannister, when he was a Treasury agent assigned to the FBI, I mean, just check out what we're saying. You're going to find out it's true. You're investigators. Go look it up. Find out the government really is a private corporation chartered in Puerto Rico and Guam. And find out it's owned by the Bank of England, and the Rothschilds and just find out it's all a fraud. I mean, just if you'll go look, then it's over. You'll at least be able to choose sides then. I mean, if you choose to serve the crown and you choose to continue the evil you're involved in and lying to yourself, then fine. But at least check out what we're saying, like so many FBI and others have done, have now come over to the side of reality and honor and truth. You know, what the media does is they point at the kooks in the Patriot and Truth movement. A lot of them are COINTELPRO themselves, or they're just completely insane. And they try to then say that that is the American people. They try to say that's our movement. And no, you know that isn't. You know we've been right about everything. We've known what's going on because, really, the founders of our modern movement, going back 30, 40 years, were in Congress. They were aides. They were Senate aides. They were Senate historians. They were special forces commanders. They were generals. They were patriots who were inside the government and saw all of this. When James Warburg came before the Senate in 51 and said, we're ending the United States and breaking it up in 10 regions and entering the New World Order. By the way, I just remembered this. I forgot to put it in Endgame. If we have time, I'll go put it in there. We have the Senate record, thanks to a listener sending it to us, because I mentioned last week that I remembered seeing stuff in the 20s about how they were going to create a North American Union, and then somebody dug it up in the National Archives and emailed it to us. See, we're wallowing in evidence. I mean, that's how old this is. I have a 1937 New York Times showing the 10 FEMA regions. FEMA wasn't set up in 79, folks. It was set up in 1937, okay, just called something different. I mean, these people are literally crafting everything, and you see what they've created, a cesspit. And I'm already digressing. It's just that we have been completely run in the ground, and they have devalued now your, and I keep saying this because I'm watching it with absolute horror. They've now devalued the dollar by 58%. Now, to be technical, it's at 138 plus right now. People go, well, that's 38. That's not 58. Well, I'm going off of 2000 trading on the euro opening at 80 cents to the dollar. So 80 changing now to 138 difference. It's worth 138 to the dollar. What is that? I don't know. What's 38 and 20? Yeah, there you go. That's 58. Now, if you look at British sterling, it's about a point worse. And we're all still in denial about this. I'm in it, too. By denial, I'm so busy making Endgame and working all the time that I'm not really preparing with the meager savings we've got. I know I could go out and buy currency stocks, and I could go out and buy raw currencies and have a little bit of euros, you know. But if stuff goes to hell in a handbasket, it'll be hard to even trade that stuff in. Gold is the way to go. I've got some meager amounts of that. I mean, this is not a pretty situation. And it was all done by design. And I said, when they really get ready to drop the hammer, they're going to have the Ex-Im Bank and the International Bank of Settlements and the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, all owned by 12 families, They'll start pre-positioning themselves as, oh, we're about to crash, oh, it's all your fault, and they'll create some scapegoats. Well, they're now doing that. They're now like a tree full of parrots or a tree full of monkeys chattering and telling you this is all going to happen and it's your fault, and blaming it on some adjustable rate mortgage groups and some little billion-dollar deals that don't even show up as chump change in their pocket. And they'll have the very minions that orchestrated all of this on TV explaining it all away and telling you how they've got a new plan to reorganize things to save you and how they're going to monetize into a North American debt structure and then reissue the dollar, but under an Amero benchmark. They're just going to dollarize it. It's still going to be the dollar. It'll just be on a North American exchange. And then it'll have standardized numbers for Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and still have signets and trinkets. It's just like we have a national ID card, but it's in your state driver's license flavor. Just like there's a Sports Illustrated for every region. So you think it's your local Sports Illustrated. It's not. See, it's all branding. Now, we could expose this. We could point out who's behind it. See, that's why they're getting ready, though, to just dump everything on Bush and then bring in a Hillary. I mean, they are getting ready to really hurt all of us, and most of you will thank them.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Economic situation is so complex that I have racked my brain about the best financial course to take, to be diversified. And, I mean, take real estate. The dollar's being devalued, so real estate should still be going up, even though it's overvalued overall. It's not overvalued compared to dollar loss. Just like the stock market is really down from 2,000 levels, even though it's at 14,000 points, 2,000 plus points above what it was in 2000 because the dollar's been devalued by more than half. So, of course, the stock market should be, if it was just at 2000 levels, it would be at about 24,000. So, see, it's actually down by close to half. This is all very, very complex because then you've got to add in different factors to it. So real estate is going down 20% in June alone. I mean, down 20% in June alone from its high last year. That is a 20% national drop on average in 1 month. There was just a 6, 7% drop in the months before that. So you're looking at a 20-plus percent drop overall combined in the aggregate. And so I say to myself, well, my gosh, at least I don't have my house paid off, but at least I can probably keep paying that mortgage. I don't have two mortgages and got a little bit of money saved. It's being devalued quickly. You know, should I pay my cars off or should I try to go out and get another car, or should I try to go buy some property out in the country, or could I ever pay the property tax on that if everything goes belly up? Should I buy a little bit more gold? And really, at the end of the day, precious metals is really the way to go, because that's another thing. Gold doubled the last 5 years, and it should have, because the dollar was cut in half, so gold's going to go from 330 to 680, like it is right now, more than doubling. And it's been at a high of 700+. But the dollar continues to nosedive, and by the way, that's at a devalued level. That was gold doubling from an artificially devalued 330 or so. It gyrated in between 320, 350, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now. And I know I'm just babbling about this. I have a big stack of news, but I just catch myself on air because I just cover whatever I feel like on this show every day now. I just drift back to this. I mean, this is serious. And I don't hear people talking about it at coffee shops. I don't hear people talking about it when I, you know, might go every few months to an occasional cocktail party. I mean, maybe if I was at some little get-together, people would be talking about it. But I talk to real estate agents, and they don't even seem to know what currencies are. And I talk to, I'll be at my parents' house occasionally. They'll have friends over. I'll try to talk to them. They don't seem to know what's going on. I mean, it's hard to believe that there's not a national debate about the inflation tax. Ron Paul has made it a big issue. And he's been popular with the intelligentsia, and by intelligentsia, I mean people that are informed and read books, and some of them have degrees, some of them don't necessarily have degrees. I mean, I've met air conditioner repairmen who know as much as I do or more, and who know all about the French Revolution and Caesar and everything else, and then you meet people with 3 degrees who literally know absolutely nothing but how to act smart. But there is the real intelligentsia out there, and a lot of them do happen to be educated, you know, officially. And they're aware of what's going on. You know, Dr. Paul is aware, and his supporters and people trying to push him to hopefully avert things. I mean, it really is the law of for every action there's an equal reaction or greater reaction. And we have great evil rising, so of course Ron Paul is rising, and of course shows like this are exploding in popularity. But is it too little too late? I mean, the New World Order has so wrecked our society, but we could rebuild ourselves if we were moral, as Ron Paul has said. We could rebuild ourselves if we had the ideals of liberty, if we weren't a lethargic, obese, decadent, wicked overall, and I mean on average, people. And I mean, everybody knows, we're the evil pig people. I mean, let's just be honest about it. We're the evil, vain, self-centered, know-it-all pig people. Myself included, very boorish at a certain level. But in the pig pen, I am a lesser piggy than many. And I just, can you imagine when all these self-centered know-it-alls who really don't know anything finally realize what's happened to them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
So you don't rule the world. Better get that through your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better than something.
Welcome back. You know, I've got it on good authority that Bob Dylan knows all about the New World Order, but I guess you could listen to his songs to know that. I have it on very good authority, but I'm not going to say from who. Well, that song's really old, by the way, Sundown on the Union. The end of the United States Union, the end of the Union up in Canada, the end of Mexico, but the birth of a new Union with no Bill of Rights, no constitutions, no liberty, no due process, no freedom.
And the traders who are doing all of this met in secret in Banff, Canada in September of last year. And it then leaked out in local papers that there were hundreds of top government officials from Canada, Mexico, and, of course, the United States meeting in secret at a lavish five-star resort. I've seen photos of it. It's in Endgame. Ultimately beautiful. I've never seen anything this pretty. I want to go up there. I'm afraid to fly up to Canada now after my interrogation last year going to Bilderberg. But to make a long story short, that now they're having another meeting, but this time they've announced 18-mile perimeter. It was in the news. I mean, 18-mile, 25-kilometer perimeter. No protests. They're going to be checking papers when you come in. They've called different organizations and media groups and said, you can't book hotel rooms. You can't book rooms in the area. They're taking over this entire town, a suburb of a major city. And one of the government officials got confronted a few days ago at a public barbecue picnic, and he says, this is a family thing. Why don't you quit asking me questions about it? But then he denied all of this was going on. Think about it. They're engaging in treason, ending our countries, ending our liberties, ending our freedoms. They're literally hijacking everything. We got through the lawsuit, the Judicial Watch filed. We got by January the minutes of the Banff meeting, and they were saying, gotta keep it secret. Can't let the public know that we're setting up a union. Can't let them know the carbon tax is a fraud, which Canada's now passed in several states. It's incredible. And Connie Fogel is on the front lines fighting this. She's gonna be there, trying to get into the city, which is again under martial law lockdown for this coming up, on the, August 20th, 21st. And she'll be calling into the show and giving us reports, and we'll be there certainly supporting what she's doing. And you can go to their website that we have links to up on Infowars.com. They have several websites. She is the leader of the Canadian Action Party, which is really growing by leaps and bounds as Canadians, who I have to say are quite dumbed down generally, but not as much as Americans. We found that being in England, being in the U.S. public is the most dumbed down. Then next is England, and statistically, man on the street in Canada, and just with phone calls, and we have disproportionate amount of Canadian listeners also for their population of, what, 30 million. We can see that statistically with the demographics on our website hits, that they are quite informed. Still, general public, completely mindless and idiotic, but at least there is a larger cadre that is awake up there, so that's quite a brass ring for the Canadians, and I mean that as a compliment. But it's your job now to wake up the rest of the Canadians, because you are slipping into real tyranny. Connie, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you again.
Tell us, because there's a couple websites that carry your information, your organization's great reports, very accurate from our research. We've learned a lot from you as our eyes and ears up there in the Great North. Tell us about some of the websites and about the organization and how Canadians can join.
Well, of course, our website, CanadianActionParty.ca, has the mechanism on it for people to join and be a member. It only costs $10 to be a member. And then they will receive all the information that we do send out. So it's a very simple process. Basically, the main thing that we're trying to be is a vehicle for Canadians if they want to have a means of asserting their independence and their sovereignty and taking back the control over their lives. To become a member of the Canadian Action Party, but more importantly, to become a candidate. We have to have individuals who go forward to represent people who are individuals who still believe in freedom and democracy. And unfortunately, it appears in our country as well as in yours, the people who have gone forward and are elected, well, particularly bad up here, is the majority of them still lie, pretending the whole North American Union isn't even happening. And I mean, They can't be that stupid not to hear what's now fairly readily accessible information.
Well, this should make Canadians, Britons, Americans even madder that it's the same program. In England, we have Gordon Brown's letters. He's publicly declared that he's signing England on to the EU
referendum expansion, which no one's even allowed to vote on, though they call it a referendum, but it's a referendum by the parliaments. It's a play on words in the European Parliament with their member heads. And his letter says we can't let them learn that we are ending UK sovereignty. We get the documents from the SPP, and it's the same thing for the NAU. Got to keep it secret. I mean, the fact that not only are they doing it, but they're lying about it and doing it by stealth should freak everybody out. And that's how the EU started. They just had their 50th anniversary, but they didn't announce it till 10 years ago, and they didn't launch it till 7 years ago. But folks, we're not talking about 50 years now to build this. Everything is accelerated double, triple, quadruple time, and then exponentially accelerated again. We're talking about stuff happening in 1 year that used to happen in 30 years. That's Connie, right. Let's skip ahead to how you discovered they're going to have the U.S. military bullying Canadian citizens and civilians with the federal police and the French police up there, the local state police. Let's go over exactly what's happening, where they're going to be meeting, and the security cordon.
Well, the citizens group in Canada called the Council of Canadians wanted to hold a meeting, just a public gathering, in a building in a town just very, very near to the actual location where the leaders will be meeting. The Council of Canadians wanted to meet in Papineauville, and the place where the leaders are meeting is Montebello. They actually booked the hall, and then subsequently were told by representatives from the U.S. military, the Canadian RCMP, and the Quebec police, that the officials there were told, no, you're not allowed. We don't want you to rent to the people. You're not going to do it.
And now you know from the documents that NORTHCOM basically is running the SPP and the great dream of the New World Order that we learned about in the 20s in Senate hearings was for the U.S. to take over Canada. That is the elites that run us taking over Canada. That is now happening, and imagine, in a major town, you want to get a little room at a hotel for a meeting that is miles away, and they say, no, and there's an 18-mile security perimeter, you're not even allowed in to the city. Folks, this is worse than Russia and China. I mean, this is incredible, and they're setting this precedent. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're quite right. NORTHCOM is in operation, and in 2002 there was an agreement, a binational planning agreement between Canada and the United States, which essentially said there's going to be a growing integration of the military and the police forces, based primarily the military between Canada and the United States under the domination of the U.S. And essentially under NORAD, NORTHCOM, the binational planning agreement, Canada has basically just laying down and gone dead. And just
well, remember 2 years ago,
the
headline, Connie, it was in one of the Western papers. It was in British Columbia, Texas State Police, Police Canada, and hundreds of our state police, they've been trained to search and violate rights and think it's normal, were sent up there to teach the state police how to run checkpoints. Remember that?
Yes. And I remember the fact that there were U.S. Police on our highway stopping citizens and just checking them, and most citizens just very politely going along, submitting into the check. And finally, one guy who was a policeman himself, he said, you know, he's the guy that blew the whistle and saying, "Who are you? You have no authority here. You know, you can't be stopping people and asking them questions."
And let me stop you. 3 years ago, BBC, Ukrainian troops took over, what was it, 7 towns in North England and on the edge of Scotland. People were panicking, and then there was actually fights started because foreign troops were grabbing families out of cars, and the British government said it was just a drill. Folks, this is Red Dawn. In slow motion, they're going to use Latin Americans in the U.S., U.S. in Canada. This is just what Russia would do, sending troops from one end of the country to the other. It's happening, Red Dawn, in slow motion. But Connie, what is it like to know that mainline groups aren't even allowed to enter the city, that you're not allowed to rent hotel rooms, that they're literally saying they're going to have checkpoints out, checking everyone? My God, not only are they criminally ending our countries and then denying it even exists, but at the same time engaging in Russian-style tyranny.
Yes, well, of course, this is not new, Alex. You know, I mean, this is the approach and the practice that has been exercised for many, many years as the leaders of the world have met whether it's the Free Trade Area of the Americas or the World Trade Organization, the Multilateral Agreement on Investment, all these, whenever they have the G8 meetings, and then the protesters go and they always have these massive perimeters and police. I was in Germany last summer when the G8 meeting was meeting, and they were moving them. You could see them on the highways. They had the German military moving from the south of Germany, filling the highways as they moved up to massive numbers of military people around to keep the citizens away, the protesters away, and of course the attack on the protesters, the incitement. Actually, this is one thing I want to say to the listeners: for those who are going to Montebello, don't try to breach that perimeter. Just be peaceful, standing there, just staring, singing, carrying your banner.
And make no mistake, and we've documented this. This has even come out in mainstream news. They do hire provocateurs.
Absolutely.
And they have a corps of about 200 anarchists that under U.S. government and British government funding, they literally fly first class around the world.
Yep.
They stay in hotels, they're paid cash, and they believe in global government. They're hardcore young people who, and I've had them tell me on the street, Alex, we're going to kill you someday, and yes, we work for the New World Order. They act like they're anarchists. They're not really anarchists.
Yeah, no, and that's what people have to understand. Stay away from participating in any of that, because I'm very concerned this time. Every time there's a protest, the kinds of assault that's directed against the citizenry gets more violent.
They want to set the precedent to ban protests. It's already happened.
Absolutely.
That's why if I wasn't finishing Endgame, I have to have totally complete by the 20th, and if I would go to Canada and I would cover this, but you're going to be there, Dr. Corsi is going to be there, and we want to have you there reporting for us.
Right. Yep. No, well, you know, this is... we have to make a statement, but the other thing is I'm calling for a general strike for a lot of people who can't get there. You know, our countries are large, and people can't all travel. There's going to be, as you know, there's going to be also a protest on the 18th in Seattle, and that's at the Seattle Center, and it starts at 1 p.m., and it's a number of patriot groups in the United States who are obviously opposed to the North American Union and the PSP, the agreement between the three leaders to effect the North American Union. It's easier to get to Seattle than it is to get to Montebello. People should go. Those who can't go, I'm saying stay home from work that day. Let it be a day of protest, the 2 days, the 20th and the 21st. And that's a way of registering without anybody having to do a particular something, without putting yourself in.
And while you're at it, make calls to the Canadian Parliament, make calls to the Bilderberg Prime Minister, join the organization. But you know, I have a friend who's doing graphics on my film, whose mother has been a big Bush supporter. She's now woken up, and she is traveling from Houston. Is it Houston or yeah? All the way up to Canada to protest it with one of her friends. So it's starting to happen, Connie. People are finally waking up.
Yes, no, I think that's good, and the fact that the reason it's important for people to be and either in Seattle on the 18th or in Montebello on the 20th and 21st is we want to raise an awareness of the people something's going on, and so they'll finally maybe pay attention, those who don't already know, and get people to understand why those of us who do know are protesting.
Connie, I know I keep stating the obvious, but I want everybody to calm down, take a breath, because we always, and it's my fault, we speed up here, we cover it all, and we lose the forest for the trees. Think about this. In supposedly free Canada, and they do the same thing here in the U.S. now, but the cordons get bigger and bigger. For 18 miles, they're saying no one is allowed in. We're going to check everybody's IDs, ask if you have business there. We're going to have troops. We're going to have foreign troops, and it's foreign troops for the Canadians, searching people. And you're not allowed to even book hotel rooms if you're another political group in supposedly free Canada. This is a precedent for total police state. It went into effect today, banning having a tripod for more than 10 minutes, banning even if you're in line to get in the Empire States Building, no video cameras. But the police laughing at us saying, you know, they have cameras. I mean, my friends, this is real. This is happening. You have traitors openly meeting behind secret closed doors running the North American Union government. That's what this is. It is a tri-parliamentary meeting, trilateral meeting, and they openly admit this, and then we have their own documents, and they lie to the public. And we have 90-plus percent in major polls. It's as high as 99% in some of the polls, 97 in the lowest poll I've seen, are against this. Does that not prove, Connie, these governments are tyrannical? Does that not?
Of course
I mean, no
does.
Wonder they respond with cops in black uniforms and masks. I mean, this is an illegitimate government.
Yes, it does. However, in spite of all the unhappy, depressing kind of process that's going on, I'm very encouraged by the work of the people in the United States under leadership from people like you with your shows, the organization of the citizen who have forced your political people, your Congress, your Senate, wherever the level goes, you know, where you stop that immigration bill and you got a good result from was it your Congress who said, and I guess it goes up to the Senate, there will be no funding for these meetings that are going on, working groups who are creating the process of implementing us.
No, you're right. Standard, let's talk about the positive news. They're also saying they're not going to fund the North American Union highways, which is the key. We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. Texas, hell of Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight, I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico.
I'm gonna drive a rattle cab truck with no liability insurance.
That's the best part. Here it is.
I'll drive a rattle trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant 'em. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me.
Welcome back.
There goes controlling that tide that keeps
rolling. All of our countries are dying. Mexico's losing its sovereignty. The United States is losing its, and of course, Canada. And folks, let me tell you, I've been in third world cesspits, and I've been down in Nicaragua, places like that, and I have never been treated like I was in Canada when I flew in there, and then they knew I was coming to the Bilderberg Group. And Canadians need to know that you are going into a big, bad police state, same thing here, with U.S. Army patrolling. And it's the same thing here. They've had all these drills, and now foreign troops are showing up at events here. It's happening, folks. This is the New World Order. Connie Fogle is the head of the Canadian Action Party. You can visit her website by linking through at Infowars.com. Connie, again, tell folks where the meeting's going to be, where you guys, well, I guess you can't say we're planning to meet up. I guess you're going to try to go into the security perimeter, or are you going to stay 18 miles outside? I mean, I know they're going to have a general perimeter, but then a lockdown perimeter around the hotel itself. What are you planning to do?
Well, I'm definitely urging people not to try to breach the perimeter because people will be attacked. But
what do we do when they next say it's Canada itself is a perimeter? Because, see, first it's a mile, then 18 miles.
Yes,
Then there's no protest in New York allowed, and then no protest in America allowed, and we've got, how far does this go? I mean,
well, it goes all the way to the total police state. You know that. I mean, you just had Bush making an order, was it last week, that anybody who speaks out against the Iraq war in the States essentially can be imprisoned, can have their property seized. I mean, that's Orwell all over again, isn't it, 1984? And then wasn't it just yesterday or the day before, another executive order duplicates the previous one, but this time it deals with Syria and Lebanon instead of Iraq. Any protests or statements or any suggestions that oppose the official position?
Listen, I get emails from these neocons saying they want to kill me, like Pat Tillman. I get emails saying they want to shut me down and get me off the radio. And then they talk about how I'm against freedom. They say I need to die. They say I need to be taken off the radio because I'm against freedom. Hey, Bob, this isn't... And a lot of these guys mean well. They really think we're the enemies, Connie. They don't know foreign banks have taken over our government. They don't know we're losing... I mean, they just don't know. They just don't... They think it's good to email us and threaten us. They think it's good to end America. They think that saves it. Stay there, Connie. Five more minutes with you. Then the lady who got arrested with her husband... He got assaulted for having a flag upside down on his house by the military. And this is America, folks. They're not playing games, okay? A lot of these guys will kill you and your family if they're given the orders.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.